Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenge, and today's Wednesday. Normally, we take the passage from the Bible we introduced yesterday and we try to see how it challenges and transforms our thinking. But today, I'm going to look at a new passage from the Bible, not the one we looked at yesterday, but another passage that looks at how we use our time. Because that's our topic this week, is how Jesus resets our use of time in this world. In particular, yesterday we looked at the story of Mary and Martha and how Martha had a limited amount of time with Jesus in her house, and she chose to use it not to listen at his feet and to spend time with him, but to either fulfill her society's cultural gender roles or simply to try to put on a great hospitality feast when she could have been spending time with Jesus himself. She had a limited amount of time to use in the world, and she chose to use it wrongly. We're going to look at a story of somebody else who related to Jesus personally, who met him in person, but chose to use his time in the wrong way, but in the big picture rather than just in the moment. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Now that is a challenging story to hear, because it sounds like Jesus is being really callous. It sounds like he's met a man whose father has just died, and he has absolutely no compassion or sensitivity. And that, again, doesn't really sound like Jesus. And that's often because we're missing the context of Jesus' culture. This man who comes to Jesus saying he will follow him but wants time to bury his father, it sounds to us like he's just lost his father. But that might not be the case. In Jesus' culture, they practice something called secondary burial, where somebody was buried, first of all, in a tomb. And this being the Middle East, it was very hot. And over about a year's time, that body would decay, and we would just have bones left. And then there would be a secondary burial, where those bones were collected into a box, an ossuary, and that ossuary would be stored away in a different tomb among other ossuaries. The first step was kind of like a cremation oven, and the second step was like the permanent resting place. One possibility is that the man Jesus met had already lost his father sometime in the last year or so, and wanted time to stay close to home to be ready to move his father's bones into an ossuary and into a final resting place. So this wasn't an immediate concern. This was a kind of a long-term concern that he wanted time. He wanted like a year in order to get ready to follow Jesus. And what Jesus says, "Let the dead bury their own dead," probably refers to the spiritually dead, saying, you know what, if you're going to be spiritually alive, if you're going to have new birth, if you're going to be born again and follow me, well then, let the spiritually dead take care of burying your father. You have bigger work to do. You have life to think about, not just death. Your culture's expectations around what you'll do as a son burying your father, they pale in comparison to the demands of the kingdom of God. If you're truly going to live in my kingdom, that means the kingdom of this world, with all its cultural ideas about burying this and that, has to take second place. Now, just like the story of Mary and Martha, there's a second possibility for what's happening in this story as well. And that's the possibility that this man's father hasn't even died yet. When he says, you know, "I'll follow you, but let me bury my father first," his father may not be dead. He might just be close. He might be elderly. And this young man thinks, what I'll do is I'll follow Jesus. I'll give everything I've got to his kingdom and following him once my father has died and I have my inheritance. Once I'm financially stable, once my family is financially well endowed, then I can take the risk of following Jesus. Now, regardless of which option is true, whether this man had already lost his father and was just wanting to fulfill a cultural obligation around how they buried people in that day, or whether he was just waiting out his father's death and hoping to only follow Jesus when there was no risk to his financial well-being, we can see this guy trying to play time games. He's trying to buy time. He says, you know, yeah, I like the idea of following you, Jesus, but on my time. Now, lots of us play these games today. I remember years and years ago thinking that someday maybe I would go into ministry and serve God in some way as a pastor or a missionary, something like that. But maybe when I had had a full and lucrative career as an engineer first, then I would retire, and in my semi-retirement, then I could take the risk of doing something crazy like going into ministry. Well, here I am. We can often respond to Jesus' invitation to follow him with, sure, on my time. We can do that in terms of time, but also money. We can say, you know what, I'll be generous once I'm financially stable, once I've paid off the mortgage, once I've done this or that. We can find all sorts of ways to put off what it means to follow Jesus. And in this story that we looked at today, we can see Jesus placing some pretty high demands on those who would follow him and saying, you know what, this has to happen on my time, not your time. Well, I've got a question I want you to consider. I want you to think about what aspects of following Jesus you're tempted to put off for later. What parts of following Jesus do you think don't apply to you yet, but will apply someday in the future? Maybe make a little list of the ways you've told yourself you can justify putting something off. If you're not quite sure yet, if you haven't really got a list, then through the rest of this series, pay attention to some of the things we talk about Jesus transforming in those who choose to follow him, and those who are born again. You might find yourself in your mind thinking, oh, not yet. I can do that later. That'll be something to add to your list then. That's it for today. Hope you have a great discussion with those you're working through our challenges with. And I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to challenge ourselves and think about how we apply this to our lives today. In the meantime, don't forget we're reading the Bible in sync as a community. Check our website or app to see today's Bible reading. Bye for now.